Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome.
I've been trying to get a hold of you guys forever.
Well, you did it.
Praise the Lord.
I'm staying late at work just so I could talk to you.
Oh, bless your heart.
Okay, this is what I want to know. I know we're not supposed to mention denominations, so I won't, but I went to a church where there was a lot of speaking in tongues, and I believe it wasn't just random, like people were going blibber-blabber. It was always interpreted.
Uh-huh.
And now I go to a church where they don't speak in tongues at all, and I was wondering, is it scriptural? Is it in the Bible? I know I've read in Corinthians that it is, I mean, you know, you can speak in tongues, but do you believe that is still happening today?
You know, it's very interesting that you would call and ask this question, because we don't get this question every broadcast. I was writing a lesson today on tongues, and I've already written one lesson in one book. Matter of fact, there's a lot more information that I can give you in the book that I can't fit into 5 minutes on the radio program.
Okay.
So get the resource number from Pastor Dick. He'll give it several times during the broadcast, and ask for a new booklet, and we'll give it to you for free. It's called Captured by Tongues. Captured by Tongues. I just wrote it. It's just off the press, and you'll find it's very biblical. It has all these scriptures on tongues, covers the subject completely.
Perfect.
Now, I used to attend a charismatic church when I first became a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dear spirit-filled people in these persuasions. But I became convinced from my study of God's Word, I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, including tongues.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I see tongues being used in the Bible, God gives people the supernatural ability to speak languages of the world that they had not formally known for the purpose of spreading exactly the gospel. That's what happens in all three examples of tongues that you find in Acts. Acts chapter 2, chapter 10, chapter 19. Those are the only examples of tongues in the whole Bible. Paul only mentions tongues in one part of one book, even though he wrote 14 books in the New Testament. Matthew never mentions it. Mark mentions it one time where Jesus says, you will speak with other tongues. Luke never mentions it in his gospel, though he does in Acts, of course. John never mentions it at all in any of his writings, neither does Peter. And so churches that make tongues their gospel, I believe that's not biblical priority.
Okay, do you believe that it can't, like I heard a lady speak in like, it was definitely a language of some kind of Asian descent, and then it was interpreted, and...
Well, I can't speak of the personal, what you encountered, because I don't know. There are a lot of counterfeit examples of tongues going on out there.
And is that bad? Do you think that...
Let me tell you what Paul says. The word of God is, one word of God is worth a thousand of mine. If you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is where the bulk of the information on tongues is found. Paul is dealing specifically here with a church that was making tongues the priority and neglecting the real gift, which was prophecy. That's why he says in 1 Corinthians 14:1, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you might prophesy. Now, he contrasts prophecy, the greatest gift, and prophecy doesn't just mean foretelling the future, it means preaching.
Right.
With tongues, because he said in the next verse, for he who speaks in a tongue doesn't speak to men, but to God, no one understands. However, he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies, see what he's saying?
Right.
And then he says, to seek those gifts that build up the church in verse 5, that the church might receive edification. Well, then he tells us in edification comes from prophecy.
From the preaching.
You read in verse 12, yeah. So he says all through the book that the real emphasis ought to be on speaking so people understand.
And getting a hold of the gospel.
Yeah.
I see. That's what my best friend, she's a new Christian, and I try to read the Bible a lot, and I know I try to help her. I don't know everything, but I try to help her out as much as I can. And the church she goes to, they speak in tongues. And she says, I want to speak in tongues. I said, Sam, it doesn't make you any more of a Christian to speak in tongues.
Keep in mind, Carrie, the Bible does not say that we are known by the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus said you'll know them by the fruits.
Right.
The fruit of the Spirit is not tongues. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my charismatic friends have made it seem like the proof you have the Spirit is tongues, and it's not.
That's what she says. Who's be baptized in the Holy Spirit? I go, well, you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
peace. Joy.
Tongues is not even in the list.
Right.
And so people who get that mixed up, their doctrine is flawed.
Yeah, that's why I worry for her, because she thinks that's so important, and I don't believe it has very much to do with anything as being a Christian.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14:19, yet in the church I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding that I might teach others than 10,000 words in a tongue.
Where nobody understands.
Yeah, when
it doesn't help.
Make sure that others understand.
Okay.
Now, what I don't agree with, I've been in other countries where people speak in tongues and then translate because there are different language groups present.
Right.
I was just in Brazil last week where people were translating as those up front were speaking. That's the gift of tongues. But for people who all speak English and understand each other, and then one of them decides to start babbling and let
right.
someone else translate, why would God use that technique?
Right. It doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, the Lord never did that with the apostles. In any event, get the book, and anyone out there will send you a free copy. It's a new book, Captured by Tongues. Pastor Dick, that number again?
1-800-835-6747.
Okay. Thank you guys very, very much.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Glad you got through.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.